First of all, I would just like to say hello and welcome to this Human Legacy course. This is basically a course on world history. Right? You could classify it as high school senior or college freshman. Right? Real quick, before we actually dive into the course, I just want to give you a brief overview of why exactly we study history. Right? There's an old saying that states, those who ignore history are doomed to repeat it. Now, I live by that quote every time I teach a history class. But I still get so many different questions from my students. What is so important about history? Why do people need to know all those names and dates? The reality is they don't, and they can't. There are so many important people and dates, it's impossible for anyone to know all of them. Besides, it's pretty easy to look up most of the factual information most people need on anything close to a frequent status. Because, basically, do you think I'm pulling this out of thin air? No. Okay, I've researched the topics. I'm actually taking notes from textbooks that I've researched on. Alright? The importance is not in the specifics, but in the lessons. In the movie Amistad, if you're familiar with that, John Quincy Adams, played by Anthony Hopkins, awesome actor, is arguing a case before the United States Supreme Court. Now, he meanders around the court chambers looking at the busts of the Founding Fathers, including his own father, John Adams. He sums up the importance of history very succinctly when he says, "Who we are is who they were." The importance of history is the importance of understanding yourself. There can be no true understanding of the present without knowledge of the past. Everything happening in the world today is a piece of a long line of events, decisions, and lives that came before. By not knowing the past, it is not possible to know the present or even the future. This is why I really do enjoy history, because to me, it's just a huge story, right? And if you don't know parts of that story, then you're not going to know the whole thing of it, alright? So, it's just like reading a big book. Now, no one knows what will happen in the future, but the past can help guide us into the future. The lessons of the past are like a map into the future. The map is blurred, maybe even missing some pieces, but it's the best we have. By examining the struggles, successes, and failures of our ancestors, we learn how to examine ourselves and move forward. Now, not all lessons learned will be correct or successful. That will be for future generations to study and try to learn from. The mere act of trying to learn from the past and knowing the stories of many different people is a tribute to their lives. Now, saying history is boring and worthless is saying the lives of all the people that came before us were worthless. Now, we know that's certainly not the case. So, just remember, history is not just a bunch of names and dates. History is a story of how we became who we are now. Now, you may disagree with some of it, or just not care about it, or wish it were something else. Either way, you are learning something about yourself right now, and that's the most important name and date to know. Now, this is actually a very unusual history course. As we know, world history is a relatively new field, right? And it's very difficult to compile all of world history into one single course. Now, I'm not saying that this is the best world history course there is, however, you will obtain quite a lot from it. Right? Now, of course, where do we begin here? Well, in these first 4 weeks, we will begin with the dawn of civilization. Right? And in this first week, we will take a look at prehistory all the way to 1000 BC. Now, where did early humans start from? Well, early humans slowly spread from Africa to other parts of the world. These early people struggled to survive by using basic stone tools and weapons to hunt animals, catch fish, and gather plants and nuts. For hundreds of thousands of years, early people lived in this way. Then, as the last ice age ended, some people learned to farm. This breakthrough gave rise to villages and cities, and in time, to the first civilizations. Now, scientific evidence suggests that the earliest humans lived in Africa. This week, you will learn how humans spread to other parts of the world and establish the first civilizations. Real quick, I just want to say something. Throughout this course, obviously, since this is online, you're going to be listening to me talk quite a bit. Okay? So, basically, it's going to be lecture, lecture, lecture. Alrighty? There was actually a research that was conducted that said at the end of a 10-minute lecture, most college freshmen will have retained only half of it. Then 48 hours later, they'll forget half of what they did remember. In order for you to understand what I am saying, use effective listening techniques. Okay. Now, real quick, I just want to go through them with you. First of all, choose to find the subject useful. Okay? Poor listeners dismiss most lectures as dull and irrelevant. They turn it off quickly. Effective listeners separate the wheat from the chaff. They choose to listen to discover new knowledge. Now, I'm assuming that why you're here is because you want to learn something new, or maybe just get a review on something. Okay? Then you have to find the subject at least a little bit useful. Okay? Concentrate on what I am saying, the words, the message that I'm trying to deliver. Poor listeners notice faults in a lecturer's delivery, or their voice, or something of that sort. Effective listeners strive to pick up every teacher's brain, okay, for self-gain. Alright? So, listen to what I'm saying, and try and pick me apart a bit, okay? Find the deeper meaning to what I'm trying to get across to you. Okay? Also, I know that I don't have the best voice in the world, okay? Don't dwell on that, alright? I'm trying to say something to you. Alright? When you hear something you're not sure you'll agree with, okay, you're in history class, you won't agree with every single thing I say. React slowly and thoughtfully. Poor listeners stop listening to the speaker and just start listening to themselves. They either passively reject what is being said, or they launch into impassioned rebuttals, usually to themselves. Okay? It's fine if you're just disagreeing with what I'm saying, and you're just talking to yourself, going, "Well, that can't be right." No, I'm like, "Oh, geez, look at this." Yeah. You're not listening to what I'm saying, then. Or you can just hit the pause button. Effective listeners don't jump to conclusions and then disengage. They keep conclusions tentative while getting some more information. Also, identify the big ideas, those fundamental concepts to which everything else in the lecture is related to. Now, poor listeners say, "I listen only for facts." You may retain a few of those facts, but the information is usually garbled up. Effective listeners look for foundational concepts. They grab key ideas and use them as anchor points for the entire lecture. Adjust your note-taking system to the lecture's pattern. I do know that those listening to me will probably be taking some sort of note system, okay? If you're not, that's perfectly fine, alright? Now, some poor listeners attempt to outline everything, believing an outline notes are the same exact thing. So they get so frustrated when they can't see points A, B, and C, or subheading 1 or 2. Okay? Effective listeners adjust their note-taking to the organizational pattern that is used by the lecturer. Also, stay attentive. Poor listeners let their minds wander. Effective listeners remain focused and actively try to absorb material. Right? So, if you keep just listening to me for a minute or two, then pause and go do something else, then listen to me for a minute or two, then pause and do something else. Okay? If TV's distracting you or phone's distracting you, you're not going to learn anything. Okay? If you just do little bits and pieces. Okay? Listen to the whole lecture first. Okay, make sure that you have time and availability to actually listen to what I'm saying to you full way through, okay? And then just do what you will. Right? Aggressively tackle difficult material. Alright? When poor listeners encounter a tough topic, they stop absorbing and just let things start bouncing off of them. Effective listeners condition themselves to be interested in challenging matters. They find a challenge in grasping the meaning of what is being said, no matter how difficult the subject. Alright? Now, there's going to be a lot of things that you really, really disagree with. Okay, you're probably going to send me a message and say, what is the matter with you? Like, I'm going to say right now, okay, history is full of religion, right? I am an atheist. Okay? You may not agree with that, however, just deal with it, sort of, okay? So, just, okay, aggressively tackle difficult material, okay? That's all I'm going to say on that one. Do not get derailed by emotionally charged buzzwords that trigger negative responses. Poor listeners tune people out on the basis of a few words. Okay? Effective listeners don't let the emotional baggage of a word hinder them from getting at the substance of a lecture. Okay? So if I say something, if I swear, okay, which I really don't want to do in this, okay, but sometimes I can get a little wound up, and I might. Okay? If it offends you, I do apologize. But don't get attached on those. Okay? Just because I say something negative or you disagree with, automatically say, I don't listen to this guy anymore. I quit the course. Okay? Just, yeah. And also, get to know me personally. Okay? Poor listeners see professors or teachers as talking heads. Just yep, 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 yep. Effective listeners like to pick up interesting facts about teachers. Okay? Now, I'm not going to give you my life story. Right? However, if you want to know something about me, just send me a message and I'll respond to you. Finally, understand and use the differential between the speed of speaking and the speed of thinking. Now, we think at about 400 words a minute. That's about 4 times faster than most speakers can talk. Now, poor listeners drift back and forth between a lecture and thoughts about other things. Okay? They're not focused. Effective listeners use the thinking-speaking differential in 3 ways. They ride the crest of the wave by trying to anticipate the next point of the lecture. They evaluate what lecturer is using for supporting evidence. And they periodically summarize the lecture themselves, okay? Which I really, really encourage. Okay? I'm going to be talking on here for quite a while, okay? But I want you to just, at the end, when you're finished listening to me, summarize in your own words, okay? Make sure that you actually understand it, alright? Because if you're just sitting here listening to me, you're not actually absorbing anything, then I'm not doing my job right, okay? Or you're not listening, okay? So, summarize the lecture to yourself, and make sure that you understand it. That is the most important thing here. Now then, so that was basically just a little introduction into what we're going to be doing here. Right? So, if you'd like, flip over to the next page and let's start our course here. So, thank you very much, and see you later.